A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. A leper came up to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, Jesus dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in the deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Almost the entire human body is sensitive to touch. This not only includes the hands and the entire surface of the body, but even many interior organs as well. In addition, when considering the other senses, such as sight, taste, smell, and hearing, they are all actually involving some form of touch, from the light and color touching the retina and optical nerve, to the sound waves vibrating the inner parts of the ear, or from the flavors on the taste buds or the odors in the nose. Touch is vital for our survival. We know that babies usually do not thrive well if they are not touched, held, and loved. Of course, Jesus knew all this, too. So even though it would mean risking ritual impurity by touching the leper, his love and compassion impelled him to do so. The leper in today's gospel appealed to Christ's love by saying, "If you will," and with full, complete, complete conviction in Jesus' power, he used the words, "You can heal me." How could Jesus resist the leper's sincere and heartfelt plea? Jesus was moved by the display of trust and honest neediness. His very being, which is compassion and mercy, is the source of all healing and salvation. Jesus proves at once that his infinite love and unlimited power by his word and by his actions, "I will," and "be cleansed." And immediately the leprosy was removed. Some of the early theologians believed that it was not a matter of Jesus touching the accursed man, but that the leprosy vanish or shrunk away as the hand of the divine physician approached it. This verifies the theological teaching that sin cannot bear the presence of holiness. As Christ possesses such purity as to repel all filth and defilement, he does not, by touching, either pollute himself with leprosy or become a transgressor of the law. For when he took upon himself our flesh, which we just recently celebrated in the Christmas season, he did not only touch as with his hand, but he became united to one and the same body with ourselves, that we might be, as is said in Genesis, flesh of his flesh. He came to defile humanity, not to be defiled by the contact, but to remove the defilement. Nor did he only stretch out his arm to us, but he descended from heaven even unto the depths of hell, and yet he contracted no stain from it. But retaining his innocence, he took away all our impurities and sprinkled us with his very holiness. By Jesus' word alone, he might have healed the leper. But he used the touch of his hand to express his compassion. The stretching out of his hand was, therefore, his deepest expression of infinite grace and goodness. Each one of us today can look into our hearts and know that in some way we are this leper. We all have physical, emotional, or spiritual wounds that only Christ can heal. Sometimes his touch comes suddenly, out of the blue, without our even asking for help. At other times, we seem to plead and plead for a long time with fruitless efforts before anything seems to get better. When we are confused, discouraged, or fearful, we can turn to Jesus for him to touch us and heal our broken spirits. Jesus can touch us at any moment and in any way. He can touch us through our thoughts, our desires, or our emotions. Jesus is more intimate to ourselves than we are to ourselves. Origen, a 3rd century Christian theologian in Alexandria, said, "Why did Jesus touch the leper, since the law forbade the touching of a leper? He touched him to show that all things are clean to the clean." Jesus touches the sick person in his untouchability, that he might instruct us in humility, that he might teach us that we should despise no one or harbor animosity against them as being pitiable because of some wound of their body, or some blemish for which they might be called to render an account. Stretching forth his hand to touch, the leprosy immediately departs. The hand of the Lord is found to have touched not a leper, but a body made clean. Let us consider here, beloved, if there be someone here that has the taint of leprosy in his soul, or the contamination of guilt in her heart, if he has, he can instantly adore God and say, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean."